Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego, magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
Do you know this state when you are left with nothing to do, or you lose interest in whatever is taking place around you, or you just feel the dullness of the day and you simply either don't know what to do, or you just don't want to do anything? I'm sure you do. This emotional state is something that is called boredom. Certainly, sometimes, if this feeling is prolonged, it may become a symptom of depression. However, we are talking here about a state which we all experience from time to time. And you know what? It's very beneficial to our mental health. We can even risk saying that the more bored you get, the healthier it is. Now, you may wonder why. Well, first of all, boredom may give you some rest from all technological devices. Being online all the time, constantly checking your smartphone and countless tweets or Facebook posts can be really distracting, not only to your environment, but most of all to your brain. It may even distort its proper functioning, which will result in poor sleep, poor learning performance, not to mention even depression. So whether consciously or not, give yourself, from time to time, some spare minutes of simply doing nothing. And try to kill your time by old-fashioned daydreaming or just lying on the sofa and doing nothing. What's interesting? Boredom can increase your creativity. So don't treat it as a waste of time. Let it be a simple rest for your brain, because afterwards your brain will be refreshed and for sure you will find either a solution to the problem, which has been bothering you for some time, or you're gonna come up with a completely new idea. What's more, according to some scientific research, such mindless daydreaming engages the same processes that are responsible for our creativity. Also, you can take advantage of your boredom and try out something new. Some new activities or some new things. I don't mean browsing the net or your friend's posts, but something really new, something you have never tried before. That's the chance for your brain to learn something new and to create some new neurological connections. And, well, for you, to maybe enjoy your free time more. The final argument for getting bored from time to time is that it paradoxically relieves your stress. So now, excuse me, but I'm finishing at this point to get bored offline. Have a nice, boring evening.
Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.